This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Keetra Garner Chambers, the Managing Director and Head of PR for AMW Group. For over 18 years, AMW has established a strong business network while representing a diverse roster of event properties, luxury and consumer brands, Grammy Award-winning artists, and high-profile individuals. Their goal is to maximize their clients' growth potential by providing specialized marketing services to expand their brand. Keetra, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks so much for the opportunity and looking forward to this wonderful interview.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to having you for some time and certainly appreciate your time spent here with us today. So for starters, tell me more about AMW and when did you get started and what services do you offer?
Okay, great. Yeah, well, AMW, we initially started as a talent booking agency back in 97. Over in Europe, and then we eventually opened offices here in the States. At the present time, we currently continue to do the event planning, you know, celebrity representation, but at the same time, we also offer different publicity services, marketing, branding, you name it. So pretty much an all in-house branding and, you know, service-oriented company, if you will. We definitely do a little bit of everything.
And what types of clients and projects do you work with? I know we touched a little on it, but to break that down a little further.
Well, I mean, we have the client list is extremely diverse. We work with large properties, you know, well-known celebrities, you know, different retail chains, on the aspect of, you know, the different event bookings. Goodness, you can tell it's close to Friday. But all the way down to independent artists. So on the celebrity representation side of things, we've worked with different hotel chains, you know, promoters, individual festivals. When it comes to the marketing and PR services, most of what we've been doing now is helping smaller artists or brands to build their online presence and to build their press portfolios. So it's pretty diverse, but you know, from the big guys all the way down to the smaller clients, if you will.
And I'm sure there's never a dull moment as well. How can AMW help clients grow their brand and reach? If you could just expand a little more on that.
Okay, what we try to do is we try to help them grow their brand by taking whatever vision they have and creating more of a story. So, you know, whether it's a music project, whether it's an event launch, a book release, they'll bring us the concept of what they're looking to do. We get with our team, brainstorm, come up with some creative thoughts, and we try to provide them with a strategy of what we believe would be effective in helping them get to the next level. So, you know, each project is different, but the biggest thing that we try to do is maximize the growth potential of the exposure, whether it be, you know, if they're trying to increase their social media audience, if they're trying to garner media attention, or whether they're trying to, you know, increase the iTunes sales of a single that they just released. What we try to do is expand upon what they're presenting us.
Today we are joined by Keetra Garner Chambers, the Managing Director and Head of PR for AMW Group here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries, Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Keetra, what types of projects do you enjoy the most?
Types of projects I enjoy most, those would be the projects to where you have a client that is so excited that they get you excited. So, you know, every now and then you'll have a project that comes across your desk, and, you know, even though they may not have millions of followers, or, you know, this is something that's fairly new to them, when you have a client that has a project that they're excited about and it kind of, you know, flows over to your energy, those are the projects that really, really get me going, because it's like the client is already giving you a vision, and all you have to do is to help them to maximize it. So when they, you know, come, they know what they want. It's like, hey, I know this can happen. You know, you put two minds together to collaborate and get to the next level, and, you know, magic happens. But definitely those art projects, really like those just because of the creativity. You know, music is good too. I know sometimes the reason why I'm talking about music is because lately, I know the summer releases that have been coming out with some of the new clients, we've been getting a lot of different music projects, but just the different types of music. It's good to hear the, you know, the diversity in that. So, you know, really those are the ones that really kind of get me excited and going, and, you know, it's just the variety of things.
Totally can understand that. Tell me, what advice would you give someone who is looking to develop their brand but just starting out?
Looking to develop the brand starting out. Well, research. Research and, you know, not necessarily just researching how to go about doing it, because that's obviously why you, you know, reach out to professionals, but to research what your goal would be, you know, is it to garner sales? I know I mentioned this earlier, or is it to build a fan base? You know, what exactly are you looking to do with the project? And then from there, just make sure that you have all your ducks in a row, you know, as far as anything that goes along with professional presentation, you know, having your copyright, you know, all of the little legal stuff done, because I know sometimes you may come across projects to where you may think that everything is together, and there's those little small intricate pieces that need to be taken care of, you know, trademarks, copyrights, different registrations, you know, even with like logo designs, little small things like that, like the little things that are going to put the big piece of the pond together need to be considered. So what I try to do is like even with consulting, you know, sometimes we'll just consult with different prospective clients or people that reach out in general and tell them, you know, hey, just sit down and just, you know, just get write out everything that your project is about, and then just write out everything that needs to be on your to-do list. Like, you know, okay, I need to, you know, go to the recording studio and do this on one day, or, hey, I want to get, you know, a couple of performance dates by the summer or whatever. Just have some goals set in mind, you know, just brainstorm, and then just set like little milestones on how to go about fulfilling those. And then once you kind of get that vision together, you can always reach out to a professional that can help you bring everything together. But it's good that you know what your goals are and plans are ahead of time.
Goal setting is certainly very important. It helps with a vision and helps with the results in the end. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here for the listeners?
Well, I mean, the biggest takeaway is definitely just kind of be about advocating for yourself. You know, you go to professionals for assistance, but at the end of the day, it's up to you to kind of drive the vehicle and to let everybody else know exactly where you're going. So I would just say just have a destination in mind and just try to learn as much as you can, read as much as you can, do research, and just have an idea of what that vision is. And then, you know, from there, just keep the ball rolling. Don't stop.
Certainly can appreciate that. We thank you for that. And if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on the AMW Group.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Thanks so much. You could visit us on the web at AM World Group. So that's A as in Apple, M as in Mary, world, spelled all the way out, group.com. And we're also on social media, Twitter and Facebook at AM World Group as well. So that's where you can reach us.
Keetra, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Continued success, and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric. Enjoy your day.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Keetra Garner Chambers, the Managing Director and Head of PR for AMW Group. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit amworldgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.